Good evening, everybody. Just in case you've missed my first welcome, welcome to Holland Road Baptist Church. My name is Jason, and I'm an intern here at the church. And I'm going to be speaking to you now for about 15 to 20 minutes from a short passage in the Bible. So during these encounter evenings, we're going through a series based on our church values. So that's following Jesus, reaching out, extended family, and everything in love. And that, of course, spells out free. So last month, in January, we looked at the first one, following Jesus, and how that meant putting Jesus first, even when it seems like the harder thing to do, and then leaning on him throughout every day. If you missed that, I'd recommend visiting the church website, downloading the MP3, and having a listen. But today, naturally, we're looking at the second one, reaching out. So I'm going to show you some pictures now. So who can tell me what's going on in this photo? It's quite simple, you can just... No hidden tricks, nothing like that. It fell over. Yes, there is a building that's just fallen over. So this isn't an old building. There wasn't any earthquakes that happened. It's a brand new apartment complex in China. And yeah, it just fell over. So here's another photo. This is a photo of the foundations. Now, I'm not a construction expert, but those... little pole things that are sticking down, they don't quite look right to me. According to the article I was reading about this building, to be up to standards, those little supporting posts, they were 50 centimetres wide and hollow, so about that wide, and they should have been about 2 metres, which is about that much. So basically, bad foundations led to that building collapsing. And in the same way, any good relationship needs good foundations, including your relationship with Jesus. So maybe you're here tonight and you struggle to talk about your relationship with Jesus. You struggle to talk about what it's about. Or maybe you're just not really sure why you'd call yourself a Christian. Or maybe you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus. You wouldn't call yourself a Christian, but you still want to have firm foundations in your relationships. Well, let's dig into the Bible and see what God says about this. So our passage today is from the letter 1 Peter, which was written by the Apostle Peter, naturally. This letter was written to several churches in different Roman provinces in what is now modern-day northeast Turkey. It was written in the year 62 or 63 AD, and that's about 30 years after Jesus died. 1 Peter was addressed to Christians who were seeing sort of minor suffering for their faith. Now, there were no official laws against Christians, but they were kind of getting a little bit of discrimination in terms of jobs and social settings. And there was just a general feeling of Christians being seen as outcasts in society. And I think that's not too dissimilar from the UK at the moment. And especially, I know a lot of this is the same as what a lot of you will face in schools or university. You know, people thinking that you're a bit weird because you're a Christian. So yeah, let's have a look at our passage. It's 1 Peter 3:15. It says this: "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." I'm just going to pray before we start. Father, thank you for the Bible. Thank you that we have it so readily available in this country. And I pray that as we look at this passage now, you would speak to each one of us individually through it. Amen. So this verse starts with, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord." And we've got written up there on the wall behind me, nice and illuminated, "Jesus is Lord." And that's written there because it's true, Jesus is Lord. And we looked last time at what it really means to have Jesus as Lord, to give him control of your life, to surrender to what he wants and to what he thinks, and to have him at the center of your life. So if you're a Christian here today, the biggest way you're going to tell people about Jesus is by the way you live your life. If you're living a life that's completely surrendered to Jesus, then it's going to look different to those people around you who don't follow Jesus. Your bank statements will look different. Your diaries will look different. Your internet history will look different. Your TV viewing will look different. And your reactions to situations will look different. Basically, your lives will look different. And notice this passage also says, "In your hearts." Jesus is looking for a changed heart. The verse then goes on to say, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So before you can give a reason for the hope that you have, before you can kind of communicate that to someone, you need to know it for yourself. It kind of sounds quite obvious. You need to know what you actually believe and why you believe it before you can tell someone about that. So I'm going to give you all a few moments right now to silently reflect on that. So if you're a Christian here today, what do you believe and why do you believe it? And if you're here today and you're not a Christian, think about what you believe about Jesus and what you base that belief on. So I'm going to give you about 20 seconds now to just think about that. So Jesus is a real person. He walked on this earth. He was seen by thousands of people. And there's huge amounts of evidence to back up that statement. So if you're here today and that little thinking exercise left you a little bit unsure about what you believe, then I'd recommend coming along to the first Alpha tomorrow evening. So Alpha is a chance to discuss the meaning of life over a free meal. A lot of things about what Christians believe and why they believe them are discussed over 5 Monday evenings. It's very informal. It doesn't matter what you believe, if you believe anything at all. It doesn't matter whether you call yourself a Christian or not. You're all very welcome to attend. So knowing what you believe and why you believe it, that will help you tell others about it. It's important to have good foundations. Unlike the building we saw at the beginning, it's good to have good foundations in your relationship with Jesus. So how do we know Jesus was real? How do we know the Bible wasn't just made up by some crazy guy on some hallucinogenic drugs? How do we know the Bible hasn't been changed over several centuries or millennia? Well, there's evidence for Jesus' existence outside of the texts that make up the Bible. There are historians from around Jesus' time that have written things about him. And you can go and look that up. That's not hidden information. There's also a standard technique called textual criticism. And using this, we can see that the texts that make up the New Testament are thousands of times more reliable than other completely accepted historical texts. And there are similar things available for the Old Testament as well. And something that strengthens that further was the discovery in the 1940s of what is known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. So yeah, none of that evidence is hidden. There's no Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code stuff going on. You can go and look all that up for yourselves on the internet. We can come along to Alpha tomorrow evening when we go into loads of detail about that. And we've also recently spoken through the Alpha Talks in our evening services, so the MP3s for that are available on the church website as well. So the evidence is out there for everyone to go and see. And if you believe this evidence that's widely available, then Jesus is real and the Bible is trustworthy. So that's a part of the foundations. That's a tiny bit of evidence for faith in the person of Jesus Christ. Again, yeah, if you want more stuff like that, come along to Alpha tomorrow evening. But what about today? What about real life experiences today? It's great knowing the facts of history, but what about the facts of today? Well, the good news is there's hope today as well. So I've got a mug, which should be behind here somewhere. There it is. This is what I drink my tea out of. On it, it says, "With God, all things are possible." And that's a quote from a book in the Bible. Matthew 19:26. So God does impossible things. And I have a few stories of things that I've seen with my own eyes, of impossible things happening. And I've also got tons of stories of very unlikely things happening as well. And there are about 2 billion Christians around the world that have probably got similar stories. So I've personally seen eczema disappearing from someone's arm. I've seen people's pain disappearing. One moment is there, the next it wasn't. And I've seen someone's knee healed instantly as well. One moment they couldn't stand on it, they couldn't put any weight on it, and then the next they could. Impossible things made possible through God. Now personally, I used to suffer from something called Meniere's disease, and this is something that affects your inner ears. It affects your hearing and your balance and your coordination and your eyesight, and it gives you really bad tinnitus as well, really bad ringing in your ears. Now there's no cure for it, no cure at all. And generally what happens is it gets worse over time, although there are some rare cases where it can kind of fade out over a number of years, but generally it leads to you losing your hearing. When I was preparing for this talk, I was reading some old Facebook status updates from a few years ago, and I came across this one that kind of gives you a little insight into how I was at the time. It says this: just got out of bed, took two steps, and fell into my wardrobe. Lol. So in one way, that's kind of funny. But there was another time that it happened, when I was almost at the top of the stairs. I think if I'd taken one more step forward, then I would have fallen completely down the stairs and probably seriously hurt myself. I used to have to take about 6 pills a day to keep those symptoms down, and that kind of kept me able to function fairly normally most of the time. But sometimes I'd have what was known as attacks, and this would be where all the symptoms came at once in a powerful way, and I was basically completely unable to function as a normal person. Now, the worst attack I ever had, that happened to be the last attack I ever had. I couldn't get out of bed. The swelling in my ear had got so great that it was crushing part of my brain to do with coordination, and I didn't have enough coordination in my hands to use my phone, let alone even actually get up out of bed and walk. So the room was constantly spinning. It sounded like there was a permanent high-pitched fire alarm going off in my ears. I felt like I was about to throw up. It was just generally really quite horrible. And that kind of lasted for a few days. And then after an attack like that, you kind of feel like you've been beaten up, and that lasts for a few days afterwards as well. So that was kind of what I was living with. No cure for it. And when I first got this, I wasn't a Christian. I didn't know Jesus. And when I first became a Christian, I didn't know that God could do impossible things. But eventually, after I found this out, after I found out that God can heal, he can do the impossible, and I believed it, I prayed and I had some people pray for me, and I was healed. So I was healed from a disease for which there's no cure. Impossible things. Things that have no other explanation other than Jesus, which when you combine with the evidence for Jesus, I think that creates a very compelling reason for faith in him. So foundations. Foundations are really important. Knowing what you believe and why you believe it is important. Having your own personal experiences with God and knowing about other people's real experiences with God is important. That helps build and strengthen your foundations. So the title of this talk is Reaching Out. So let's have a look at the passage again. It says, always be prepared to give an answer. So foundations, we know that foundations are important. Being prepared is important. And then it carries on, to everyone who asks you. Well, what if no one's asking you? Why possibly would no one be asking you? The first part of the verse says, in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Have we set apart Christ as Lord in our lives? And does our lives reflect the hope that we have? And what is this hope that we as Christians have? Well, firstly, let me define biblical hope, because the word hope in the English language is kind of a little bit soppy. We say things like, oh, I hope the buses aren't cancelled today because of all the snow, meaning it's something we'd like to happen, but we're not really sure if it will or not. So what we're actually saying in that sentence is, I'd like the buses to be running, but I've no idea if they will or not. That's not the way the Bible talks about hope. So when the Bible mentions hope, it's talking about rock solid, unshakable, absolute certainty. So when this passage says to give the reason for the hope that you have, it's talking about the absolute certainty of what Jesus' death and resurrection means. The absolute certainty of what Jesus choosing to die on a cross for you and me means, and what him being raised from the dead 3 days later means. So if we believe the evidence that's out there, then we know it's true. We know that that happened. And Jesus died so that we could have a relationship with God. He died and rose again so that we could have eternal life. So John 3:16, which I'm sure a lot of you here will know, says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So we have the hope. And the hope is absolute certainty that after we die, we'll end up in a perfect place that we call heaven. We're heading for somewhere where there's going to be no death, no pain, no suffering. And the Apostle Paul, in a letter to the Philippian church, says that in light of that, we should live as citizens of heaven. So not as citizens of this world. not living with our eyes focused on this world, but instead looking forward to where we're going to spend eternity, looking forward to when Jesus returns and makes all things new. Our verse today ends with, but do this with gentleness and respect. Someone this week summed up that last bit, that last sentence for me, by saying, don't be weird. So don't be a weird Christian. Don't use strange language that no one outside of the church uses. Just be friends with people. There's going to be people that you know, people that you share bits of your life with. Your friends, your classmates, your work colleagues. People for whom talking to is just a perfectly natural thing to do. And reaching out to these people doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be awkward. It could be as simple as answering a question, oh, what did you get up to this weekend? Oh, I went to church. They're doing this new thing called Encounter. And right there, really easily, you've started a conversation about Jesus. Now, some people will go when you say that. They'll go, well, I'm not talking to you, strange, weird person. But most people won't do that. And when these people, when they see that you're living your life differently because of the hope that you have, and they get to the point where they ask you about the hope you have, and they ask you what you believe and why you believe it, if you've built these good foundations on your faith in Jesus, then you won't collapse like the building at the beginning. You won't fall over. You'll just know what to say. If Jesus is the center of your life, then he'll flow out into every part of your life naturally, gently, and respectfully. So if the band want to start making their way up now. So the verse says, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. So put Jesus at the center of your life. And then continues, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So build good foundations for your faith and keep on building and strengthening your faith. Know what you believe and know why you believe it. And live your life in a way that reflects that absolute certainty, the absolute certain hope that you have in Jesus. But do this with gentleness and respect. Meet people where they are. Don't condemn them for the things that they do. But share with them what you believe, what you've seen and heard, and why you believe it in a natural, kind of not weird way. So if you're here today, and you want to believe that Jesus died for you so that you could have a relationship with God, if you want to do that for the first time and become a citizen of heaven, if that's you, then I'm talking to you right now. All you have to do is ask God. Just pray a really simple prayer. You can pray it in your heart right now as I pray it out loud. So if that's you, just echo this in your heart. If you'll bow our heads now. Father God, thank you that Jesus died for me. Thank you that he died so that I could have a relationship with you and spend eternity in heaven with you. I'm sorry that I've never put you first. I'm sorry for all the bad things I've done in my life. I want to turn away from that and I want to invite you into my life. Thank you, Jesus. So if you just prayed that, then please talk to someone here before you leave. Talk to me during the next song or at the end or someone else here. We'd love to talk to you some more. Come along to Alpha as well. That'll help you build some amazing foundations for your relationship with Jesus. Now maybe you're here tonight and you just want to know more about this Jesus person. You're a bit more curious about him. You want to hear some more evidence. Well, if that's you, great. Come along to Alpha tomorrow evening. It's 7:45. It's in the hall, which is the building next to the church that way. There's a free meal there. And if you can't make the first one, it's okay. You can come to the second one. But for those of you here tonight that are already in a relationship with Jesus, if that's you, then continue to be building those strong foundations. And be asking God what the next step is for you as you pray and speak to him. It might be a certain friend that you need to spend more time with. Or it might be that you need to come to Alpha yourself to build those strong foundations. Or maybe you simply need to start living like Jesus really is the Lord of your life. I'm going to pray now for us all. Father, thank you that biblical hope is absolute certainty. Thank you that we know that because of your death on a cross, we know that we can come into a relationship with you because of that. It's not something we would like to have. it's something that we know we have because of you, and thank you that you went through that. And I pray that as we worship you now through music, I pray that you'd be speaking to each one of us, you'd be meeting with us, we'd be encountering with you, and through that, Lord, I pray that we'd be changed. Amen.